Hey guys, what's up? My name is Luke Cherry, and I work at North Coast Church at the Carlsbad campus, and I have a few thoughts I wanted to share with you today. Back in high school, we used to have a unique schedule that we'd go by every game day. Every Friday, we'd go to team dinner, and then we'd find ourselves back in the locker room. And everyone would have their own unique way of preparing for that night's game. You'd walk into one room, and all the metalheads were in there. They're listening to Slayer and Pantera. Some of them are stomping around like they're moshing in a pit. But they're visualizing themselves as they carry out the plays from our playbook. I'd go into another room, and DMX and Juvenile would be playing, and guys would either be pacing or laying on their back. And there's something unique about being an athlete, I think, where you take the time to stop and, like, with directed focus, think about the game. Visualize yourself playing the game. And just thinking about that, I think there's a lot that we can take away as followers of Jesus just in how we start our game day, start each and every day focused. And I think there's a variety of different ways that we can do that. And I just wanted to share a couple that I'll do. One thing for me is meditation. And when I say meditation, I don't mean necessarily like Eastern meditation where I'm trying to empty my mind of all thoughts, but more so like a gospel meditation where I'm trying to fill up on the love and truth of Jesus and the character of God. And so what I'll do is I'll go into an interaction with Jesus and someone from a story, and whether that's like a woman at the well or a woman caught in adultery, and I'll read and reread this interaction of Jesus, and it really sets me into the heart of that story and the heart of Jesus. And I'll even visualize myself stepping into that story and receiving Jesus's love. And I think for me, it can be very centering just to start off my day in that way. Another way that I'll do that, and this is sounds kind of cheesy, but I will sing like old school children's church songs over myself to start my day. I mean, Jesus loves me. This is the day the Lord has made. Like, I'll sing these songs as a citizen of heaven, like living on this earth. Like, it'll set me into just how great our God is. It'll set me into my proper identity as a son of God. And so there's one song in particular that I wanted to share from Psalm 136 that kind of captures this, but it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. And it continues on, his love enduring forever. And even like psalms like this can really set your spirit into the right direction to never forget about the enduring love of God. And so whatever you do, I would just say, take time to visualize your game day, your day today. However you best do that. Scripture, I say go to it. It can do that. Just really intentional prayer time can do that as well. Because the devil would love nothing else than for us to live in lies and accusations of how we've dropped the ball. But we need to train our mind on the rescue and the hope of God and setting ourselves on the things of Jesus. So on some level, I hope that this encourages and challenges you today. And thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.